Chodesh Tov, Shavua Tov. We are finishing up, Bezrat Hashem, finishing off today, Simen Nun Aleph. We are talking about the different hafsekos that one is allowed and not allowed to do in Psukkah Dezimra. We mentioned before certain amenim, certain things you're allowed to answer in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra. So I want to bring down some of the psukkim that are about Dama Shemir Shalom Zalman about these things. In terms of Kaddish, if you're in Kaddish in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra, so he paskins that. Well, just understand, there is something called the Seder or Tefillah of the Rambam. In the Rambam, they quote, that's B'Shem, the Rambam, was they organized of basically a Seder that he brought down and different things about the Seder. It happens the Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevenzal holds that it was not really written by the Rambam because he says there's too many stiras between what the Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazakah and the actual Seder. Okay, whoever wrote it was definitely from early in the time that we showed him, so we do paskin certain things based on that. Even though over there, let's say, for example, it does mention that the Sfardim do say, but however, it doesn't say to say Amen after Vatzmach Perkanev Karev Mishichei. Therefore, it's a double poshet that you would not answer Amen to Vatzmach Perkanev, for sure, for Ashkenazim, in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra. Not only that, he says also the Amenim at the end of the Chatzi Kaddish, the three Amenim at the end, Tiskabel Soson, or Kaddish Yasson, the two Amenim at the after without Tiskabel Soson, those you also are only Minhagim, and therefore you would not answer Amen. So the only three that you would answer is the Amen right at the beginning, Amen Yesh Meraba, and Damirambi Amavim Ru Amen. Only those three Amens, for sure not Baruch Hu Shemo and Brichu, as we said before. Even in the middle of Pasuk, you can answer Amen. It says over there. It says over there. Because Shemitzalik, the Mishnah Berurah says Kemitzalik in Yano. As long as it's not in the middle of an idea, it's in a psik or something like this. You can even answer Amen in the middle. That's what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah. That's what it sounds like from the Pesachim. Even if you're in the middle over there, Brichu, obviously you would not answer in the middle of Kaddish. So that's in terms of Kaddish. Kedusha also. Everyone agrees that the main part of Kedusha is really the middle two things: Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod. Therefore, you would answer those. Nikadish, everyone agrees, is really only Hagdama to the things. Even discussion whether you say it at all. For sure, if you're in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra, Kavu Chomer, and other places like Birkas Kriyat Shema, you do not answer. However, over here, he passes by Yimloch, even though if you're in the middle of, let's say, at the end of Shemuna Esrei, and you said, you answer the middle two, but Yimloch in the Kaddish, you would not say. Psukkah Dezimra is less Chomer, but you could say Yimloch. You do say Yimloch over there because it's somewhat of a suffix, whether it's really part of the regular Kedusha. In terms of modim, even though if you're in the middle of Birkas Kriyat Shema, and also the end of Mishnah Esrei, if you get to those points, you only say modim anachnu lach, those three words. Over here, Rosh Hashanah passing, you'd say the whole modim derabanan in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra. Number one, he says it's mentioned in the Gemara. And number two is that Psukkah Dezimra is also a type of modim. Modim is like Psukkah Dezimra. Therefore, you're allowed to answer all of modim in the middle of things. This is obviously only for those who are coming really late to davening, that they would be in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra when the chazans are up to kedusha and modim and things like this. But that would be the halach. Even on Shabbos, people make this mistake. The Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we say in kedusha is also not part of the ikar. Part of the kedusha was added. Much later on, during certain gezeros where they didn't allow Bnei Yisrael say Kriyat Shema during the beginning of Tefillah, so they chopped it in the middle of Kedusha in order that the Goyim wouldn't notice. We kept it afterwards, but it's not really part of the Iker, part of Kedusha, so anytime you would skip parts of Kedusha, you'd also skip Shema Yisrael, even though obviously it's one of the most important psukim in general. So that's in terms of more about the hafsekos that one is allowed to and not allowed to say in the middle of Psukkah Dezimra. Let's move on now to Sif Chet. Sifka, we're in bottom page 158. Then Aleph Sifka. Ain Omrim Hazmiros Bimrutza Ki'im Benachas. You're only allowed, you're not supposed to say Psukkah Dezimra too quickly. You're supposed to say it Benachas. And the famous Mr. Brover, Sifka Nechav, he says, the reason why we don't do it fast, Lo Yidalik Shum Toiv, Lo Yavliim, so you don't come to swallow or skip words, Chas Shalom. El Yotzmi Piv Ki'ilo Monamos. You should say them out of your mouth like you are counting money. So I think some people think this is one of these electronic money counters that go trrr. Okay, that was not what the Mishnah Berurah was referring to. He's talking about actually you're counting money. Oh, you don't count money very, 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 very slowly, but you count at a normal pace to make sure you don't miss a dollar. You don't want to miss also the words of Psukkah Dezimra, so you should be able to say every word and pronounce every word correctly. That is the correct way of saying Psukkah Dezimra. There have been tzaddikim who say it. On the slower side and some on the faster side, each one to his own to his own way, that he could have his correct kavana, that he could have his tefillah in the best way. That he does bring down, very interesting. The cut of Rabbi Yehuda Achasi. Misha ainu melubash heitiv, yet palu bebeiso b'chorav benachas. So why this is placed over here, I'm not exactly sure, but he brings out a share of the Rabbi Yehuda. He says, sounds like if you don't have warm enough clothes during the winter, better to stay at your own home and daven in your house. L'chor, what he's referring to is the fact that if you're going to be so cold that you're not going to be able to daven with any kavana, you're going to have to run through davening, similar to over here, running through Pesukim Zirma, you're going to have to run through davening because you didn't have warm enough clothes. Better to daven in your house when you're warm and you'll be able to do it more slowly than going to shul. He does bring down the Mishnah Berurah, says, Mitzarech in the comments of Nimbez, V'esher derot zolomer shemachlas akor, eni achol l'chavim gam v'tfilas shmona esrei kroi. It's talking about someone who's not going to be able to have kavana if tfilas shmona esrei appropriately, and therefore better to stay by the fireplace and daven in a warm place than go to a shul where he's going to be freezing cold. Baruch Hashem, nowadays, it's not such a problem. The shuls of heat, we have winter coats, thank God, and therefore, hopefully, this is not going to be applicable. Then we get to Sif Tes, which is very interesting, as Rishon Lezion himself has wondered why no one keeps this halacha. But it says over here, Mizmor Lesoda Yesh La'omra Minigina. The paragraph of Mizmor Lesoda, you're supposed to say it in a tune. You're supposed to say it in a nigin. Okay, Shekola Shiros Atidin Levatol Chutz Mizmor Lesoda. In the future, all the songs and all the Shiros and Tishbachos are going to be Mevutal, except for the song of Mizmor Lesoda. Okay, so that is in terms of Mizmor Lesoda. He says you're supposed to say it in a song. He says, we sing everything else, part of the brother parts of davening, Kelodon, Kaddish, Kedusha, things like this. But when it comes in Shulchan Aruch, it says you're supposed to say it in Negina. Then people skip it, they don't say it in Negina. I would find hard to believe that the Rashi would know. I imagine even in Shari Chesed, they didn't daven in Rishon Zalman's minion with any type of tune. So he was, I don't know if Rishon Zalman did anything different than the rest of the people. He was just being mayor. This interesting fact that people don't follow this specific sif in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, ve'ein omer mizmor lesoda Shabbos v'yontif. You don't say mizmor lesoda on Shabbos and Yontif. Why don't we say it on Shabbos v'yontif? Well, let's first get to all the days we don't say it. We don't say it on Shabbos v'yontif. Oh, be made Pesach or on Pesach shein toda kreva b'hem mishum chametz. You don't do it on Pesach. The Ramah tells us the reason is because the carbon toda had chametz in it, and therefore you couldn't offer it up on Pesach. Velo be'erev Pesach, you didn't do it on erev Pesach. Finally, comments in Tavchof Tev velo be'erev Yom Kippur, not on Yom Kippur. Finally, comments on Simon Tavrish Dalid. V'chein Nagul Medinas Eil. This is the minag in our Medinas. Rishus Moreno Rabbeinu Harav.
I ask Harav.
Harav, is there any reason why we don't say Mizmor Lesoda nowadays with a negina, with a negin, even though the Shulchan Aruch says it? No, no. Okay. Is the Rav Noeg to say it with a niggin? Ma?
I have no niggin for it.
You have no niggin for it, okay. Okay. The Seder. So in terms of the days that we don't say Mizmor Lesoda, so we said over here, Shabbos, Yontif, Pesach, and Erev Pesach. So Pesach and Erev Pesach, the reason is Pesach, we just said in the Ramah, is because you can't, it's got chametz in it, therefore we don't offer it. And Erev Pesach, the same reason, because the Korban Toda can be eaten for 2 days, therefore you're going to mimayit the days you could eat the Korban Toda. You would only be allowed to eat it on Erev Pesach, and therefore you would be mimayit and you're going to come to not be able to eat the old Korban Toda. Therefore, over here, says the Mishnah Berurah, well, Shabbos and Yontif, says Shein Toda Krevaz, Shabbos and Yontif, they didn't have a Korban Toda, therefore we don't say Mizmor Lesoda. Okay, then he says, Yesh Mekom HaShomim Mizmor Lesoda B'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. There are those places who do say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Mishchum Dichtivo Hariu LaHashem Kol Haaretz, U'minaseinu Ena Minakein. However, in our Midrash, that is not the Minak. We do not say Mizmor Lesoda even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Fine. Then we get to Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Kaf Beis, what I just said moments ago. Mishum chametz. Kimat toda yitzrichin lavi asar lach mei chametz. You had 10 loaves of chametz loaves that were brought with the Korban Toda. So gam be'erev Pesach, lo yechun lavi toda, therefore in erev Pesach, you also didn't bring it. Shema lo yuchlu lo achlu ad zman isr chametz yitzarchu lisarfo. Perhaps you're not going to have enough time to eat it, and you're going to have to burn the Korban Toda yitzarchu lisarfo. But also the grown the kachim if only day straight, and it's also to be gorin kachim to have to be burned. Therefore, we do not eat, we do not say Mizmor Lesoda on Erev Pesach because of this. And we tamze The same reason the buys God can only be in there of Yom Kippur. Therefore, also in the year of Yom Kippur, you can't bring it. Because obviously on Yom Kippur, you can't eat. Therefore, you're going to be mamait in the days you can eat them. He's the Korban Todah. And therefore, it's going to come to Sreifa. Therefore, also on Yom Erev Yom Kippur, we don't say, Mizmar Adonim, Mishnei Shememait, Zman Achilason, Umevdei Vdei Psul. Hui Tam Zeh Gankain, Hanoid Lomar B'chol Yom Parshas Korbanus HaShe'achim LaYachid, Lo Yomar Be'er of Yom Kippur. Someone who adds on other Korbanus that they say in their private davening. That is private korbanos, those are also not offered on Erev Yom Kippur, therefore you should not say them. Tei mevino tam Erev Yom Kippurim, kemo toda, zulas parshas olo, yachol omer, the parsha of the olo you could say. V'omri, however, v'omri means l'fil agam be'erev tishabav, u'betishabav, erev tishabav, and tishabav, since in the Zman of Mikdash it's not going to be a fast day, therefore we do say mizmor l'soda on Erev tishabav and on tishabav itself. And then he ends off saying over here in our sermon, Ein ledalik b'yontov ha'pasuk mizmor shel yom ha'Shabbos, digam yontov nikra Shabbos. Okay, not in Hoshana Rabbah. However, mizmor shel yom ha'Shabbos, we do say yontov because yontov is also called Shabbos. Therefore, we say the paragraph of mizmor shel yom ha'Shabbos even on yontov. Okay, now the Shari Tshuva over here brings down a machlokes. If you saw, you know it's for sure in the article, so the other Sidurim say, when you get the Mizmor L'Soda, you go ahead and stand up. Where's the Mekor? Why do you have to stand up for that? So it's over here, the Shari Tshuva brings down, it's cutting down. The Katav B'Shalmi Tzibur, Shai Yad Arum, Katav B'Shimari Yisorok, Lomar Mizmor L'Toda Me'umad. The Katav Shizel, if you mash, Katav Lo, Perishas Tamid, Shiyomar Me'umad. Just like the parshas of Tumi saw their days, you stand up. Why? Because the korbanos were offered standing up. So Mizmor L'Todah takes the place of the korban todah that was also offered standing up. It says Gamavur b'sefer korbanos she'achar Amir's baruch shem umad yeshev v'yomar's Mizmor L'Todah l'shmiyushav. However, b'sefer korbanos, he says Mizmor L'Todah miyushav. Nevertheless, the minhag in many places to stand for Mizmor L'Todah. They stay. I believe b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, even when he was extremely old, it was very, very hard for him to stand up. He would be dafka stand up for Mizmor L'Todah, even though it was very difficult for him. He would stand up for Mizmor L'Soda because that is what's brought down in many of the poskim to stand up Tumia to the rest of the Korbanos. Okay, so that is thing. One last thing is the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Prima Gadim saying that let's say you start saying Mizmor L'Toda, it's on Erev Yom Kippur, or one of the other days you don't say Mizmor L'Toda, and here he started saying the paragraph of Mizmor L'Toda. He says you should finish the paragraph because on the day it's only a tefillah, it's not an actual korban, even though it's in the place of the korbanos. You should go ahead and finish the paragraph, even though generally we do not say this. We do not offer up the Mizmor the korban toda on these days. So this is where we're going to end over here, the end of Siman Aleph. Bezrat Hashem, we'll start Siman Beis next time. Ad Kan. Have a good Chodesh.